The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Wall Street may be booming, but once you get outside America's cities...
In America's heartland, the American dream is in crisis.
More after this. There is probably no more important job than farming. We've all got to eat. But while the stock market is setting records and cities are thriving, American farming is once again in crisis. CBS's David Begna went to Kansas to talk to farmers like Don Tesk.
People are going broke right and left.
Tesk is a fifth-generation farmer in Wheaton, Kansas, who at 62 years old says he's barely breaking even.
The corn sold for $8 a few years ago. I sold my corn this year for $2.87, and that don't pay the bills.
Tesk says an increase in worldwide production is contributing to a multi-year decline in prices for key commodities like corn and wheat.
In other words, more and more, we're letting the rest of the world feed us. And here's how bad it is.
The Department of Agriculture predicts farmers' incomes will drop an additional 9% this year.
But there may be a solution. The movement to eat local and to buy food directly from farms has opened up a new business model for farmers like Matt Ubel.
It's one of our hay meadows that's owned by my grandma.
He is 34. He works the family farm in Pottawatomie County, Kansas, with his younger brother, Tim. And they have seen their share of red ink.
And you got guys my age trying to raise a family, trying to farm, and having to work in town just to produce cheap food for the country. It's a crisis.
But he told David Begno that he's now started selling their cattle directly to customers.
They cut out the middleman. If these cattle go to slaughter, the Ubels might make $1,000 a head. But if they slaughter, process, and sell directly to the consumer themselves, each head could be worth $2,800.
Representing a pay increase of 280%, which sounds pretty good. Well, maybe not to everybody. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.